Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 3. I'll have a short reading here. 1 Timothy chapter 3, I'm going to begin reading in verse 14. Just read the last three verses. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Now, after reading that to you, I have something else to read to you, which is not as good. But its meaning will become plain. It is a very defining statement. This man stated this on television. Yeah, that's usually what happens when you hear something about religion. He made this statement knowing full well what he was saying. And he's talking about Paul's writing of the epistles. This is what he said, quote, "These were personal letters. They were occasional letters," meaning he was writing for the occasion, "that address the needs in the various churches." Here's the statement. "And if Paul had any idea what people would do with his letters in terms of theologizing from them, on the basis of them, he would have been a whole lot more careful about what he wrote down." This is from a doctor who is a, well, he's dead. He's a dead fool, Mason. It's true. That's exactly true. He was an elder in the Trinity United Presbyterian Church. But he's dead now. And he spoke during the documentary called Banned from the Bible. There's a lot of books that are not in the Bible, for very good reasons. This guy was a professor at a college who taught a course on the life and the letters of Paul as one of his courses. I got a feeling he may not have been a big fan, because after reading, "Great is the mystery of godliness, God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory," that sounds pretty much like a really good theology. And it's a very true theology. Amen. In accord with everything else in this book. And that's why people don't like it. Yeah. That's why the world won't have it. Paul stated clearly and concisely that Jesus Christ is God. And every tongue's going to confess that fact, that Jesus Christ is God, to the glory and honor of the Father. Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world. That's the part that gets them. And received up into glory. This is a mystery still to this day, to the world. to the world. Paul wrote it down right here. It's not exactly a mystery when it's in black and white. But believed on in the world, they don't understand. And there's a reason. The natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God. Cannot. Don't worry about will not till you can fix the cannot. And I can't fix the cannot. The natural man cannot understand God manifest in the flesh. He cannot understand God justified in the Spirit. The natural man cannot understand preached unto the Gentiles. There's usually two reactions. A, it's a stumbling block because it's true and they don't want it and they'll trip over it on their way to heresy. And B, it's foolishness. The natural man cannot understand believed on in the world. And he can't understand received up in the glory. John put it this way. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. Why don't we include the secret book of James and the Gospel of Thomas? They're lies. If you're on the basis of it, they're lies. They don't agree with this book, with these scriptures. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. Not because we're something special, but because we speak from this book. And we try to speak the truth of Christ and lie not. He that is not of God heareth not us. What did Christ say? He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Him hear. He that hath ears. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Because great is the mystery of godliness. And the world, will not have this man to reign over them. And I want him to. All right. Walter.